Let us pray. Dear God, we pray that you speak to us today from your word, in Jesus' name. Amen. Although many Paul's prayers serve as a model of what it means to pray for others, but the one in the passage that we have just read, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, 9 to 13, is especially revealing of its portrayals. It portrays Paul's deepest emotion for his people, Paul's concern for the people. His profound concern is to see God's people grow in faith. Just a bit of a background of what happened before now. Paul and Silas have been planting churches according to Acts of Apostles chapter 17. They did that in Philippi, but that didn't really go well because they faced a lot of challenges. They were beaten and even imprisoned. They had to leave Philippi and they came to Thessalonica to plant a church. Paul took it upon himself, you know, to do a lot of evangelism and planted some churches, which he did. But unfortunately, he was faced with oppositions again, and he had to leave. But this time around, Paul did not have enough time with the church which he had just planted in Thessalonica before he left. So he was always worried about them. He was thinking, how are they faring? He had this burning passion, this burning desire for them. So in the passage we have just read, before then, Paul had to commission Timothy to go to Thessalonica to see how the church is doing, to see how the people are doing. Because Paul was really kind of unsettled. He wasn't so sure if the tempter would have tempted them, if they would have left their first love. But to God be the glory, Timothy came back with some good news, and Paul was very happy. So Paul prays with thankfulness for the people of God. The prayer of Paul was really from a genuine heart, was happy that the people of God are doing well. I know it's funny to say, for you to realize that there are so many people who aren't really very interested in hearing good news about Christians doing well. It's funny. There are some people of whom the only interesting news is bad news. If they hear a Christian who is in trouble, a minister who has fallen due to an error or other reason, a Christian institution that is facing challenges, but if there is really good news, if they hear Christians who are joyful, growing in holiness, or if they learn of a minister who is doing fruitfully in Christian or a Christian institution that is making tremendous progress, some of these people, their interest would just diminish. But Paul honestly rejoiced to learn that the Christians in Thessalonica are in good standing with God. In Luke chapter 15, verse 7 to 10, we learned about how there is more joy in heaven when a sinner repents. Talk less of when a sinner who has repented remains in faith. We also remember the story of the lost coin, a widow who misplaced one coin and searched the whole house until he found it. That is not also too different from the parable of the lost sheep. The shepherd abandoned 99 to go for that one. This was the same passion that God had for that Paul had for the people, for the church. Paul's value are so aligned to God's that the things that bring joy to God also bring joy to Paul. Paul prays that he might be able to strengthen these believers. So Paul was facing a lot of oppositions. He couldn't really have that chance to go and see them. But he was always praying for them. He was seeking for opportunity to serve. Paul is constantly praying for other Christians. When we contrast this habit with many of us, you know, the habit that some of us have of almost exclusively praying for ourselves, we are ashamed. Secondly, the burden of Paul's constant prayer as he remembers them at this time, night and day, is that he might see them again. He wanted to see them again to supply what is lacking in their faith. How lovely will it be for us to always pray for each other and try to look for where we can